This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. A big chunk of the country is dealing with a major heat wave right now and using a lot more energy to keep cool, which doesn't exactly help when it comes to the climate crisis. But a lot of folks are doing what they can to reduce their own carbon footprint, leaning into that first part of the reduce, reuse, recycle triad. Emily Jones of WABE and Grist reports on the movement to reduce plastic waste by letting people refill their used containers.
Outside a Savannah, Georgia apartment building next to a food truck serving up po' boys is a small box truck emblazoned with green leaves.
Yeah, so we're all sustainable things. So LifeFit's kind of, we just help you kind of transition out of plastic.
Okay.
The truck belongs to Lightfoot Company, which owner Katie Rogers Hubbard calls a refillery. Inside, there's a wall of big pump bottles.
But yeah, we weigh the containers before and after, and then everything's just by ounce. So you can get a little bit, you can get a lot.
That way, when customers need new shampoo or face wash or dish soap, instead of throwing out the old plastic bottle and buying a new one, they can just refill it. Refilling a 16-ounce bottle with shampoo costs just over $19. Rogers Hubbard takes her refillery truck to local farmers markets and food truck events, and the idea seems to be taking hold. After just over a year in business, she's getting ready to open a brick-and-mortar store. There, she plans to offer workshops on other sustainable practices, like composting and mending clothes instead of throwing them out.
My whole goal is to make sustainability simple and accessible for people.
That's the appeal for customer Samantha Keogh, who says she's glad to find a local shop to help her reuse plastic bottles instead of ordering plastic-free products online that then have to be shipped from far away.
Bringing in products from elsewhere just has such a big carbon, like, impact and everything.
Single-use plastic has a huge carbon footprint, too. Rogers Hubbard says using less helps reduce the use of fossil fuels like gas and oil that make climate change worse.
There's so much like fossil fuel that goes into the production and then also the recycling of plastic. And so our goal should be to use things that are meant to last.
This isn't exactly a new idea. People used to be able to get glass Coca-Cola bottles refilled at the grocery store. But it's having a resurgence as people look for ways to act on climate change. And plastic does play a big part in warming the planet, says Jessica Wall of Environment Georgia.
On our current trajectory, by 2030, plastic production will be responsible for the same amount of climate warming pollution as 295 coal-fired power plants.
To help people reduce their plastic use, stores around the country are adopting the refillery model, including sustainable beauty shop Fig and Flower in Atlanta. Owner Rachel Taylor says this does more than cut down carbon use.
So we have all this plastic going into the ocean, and then you have microplastics. So by just keeping your bottle and reusing it over and over and over again, you're just not putting as much plastic out there.
In the grand scheme of a global crisis, individuals and small businesses reusing and refilling containers is just one step. But Rogers Hubbard says she hopes this business model can influence others.
Every decision you make, the things that you spend money on, send messages to the people who are producing it.
She says there's a clear market for more sustainable products, and that should be an incentive for other companies to get on board. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.